Blog Talk Radio.
Dream? Well, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. truly had a dream. And on this day in which we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy, I want to give you a snippet of his I Have a Dream speech. I have a dream today. I have a dream today that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and every mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is our faith, that I go back to the South with this faith. We will be able to go on the mountaintop. Now, I'm just giving you a little snippet today on Motivational Mondays. And I want to welcome you to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shawnee Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live your dreams. Wow, you know, each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, I want you to know that archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available on demand, online, at your convenience at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject, and at which time we will open the lines up for your audience participation. We welcome your participation at the appointed time. We love the interaction. We tell you, bring your questions and your comments. Don't be shy. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And we truly want you to know that we welcome you chiming in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his legacy, I Have a Dream, we are going to be looking at living out the dream. What does it look like to live out a dream? What do you need to live out a dream? But before we jump into today's rich topic, we ask that you support us. We want your support. We need your support. We ask for your support. That you take a quick moment, invite someone to share in today's programming with you. Allow your social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Go old school, send an email or a fax. Bottom line, do what you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without each and every one of you. If you don't already have your notepads, your pens and tablets and iPods and whatever you need, laptops, desktops, you want to grab it. Because we're going to have a rich conversation around this subject of living out the dream. And I want to make sure that you are able to capture the essence of that. We've been really focusing in on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and on today's installment, this subject really, in my opinion, connects with that. We've been talking about this new year, 2020, this year of expansion, but not just this new year. We've been talking about this as a decade that is about expansion. And we've talked in previous installments that when we're able to expand our capacity, expanding our capacity puts us in a position, it allows us to then expand our outreach. And when we're able to expand our outreach, in essence, we win. And not only do we just win, it's a win-win for both us and others. And so in doing that, we were talking about the law of expansion. But, you know, one of the things that, as we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and I Have a Dream, and looking at each and every one of you and your dreams, and before the close of the fourth quarter of the year 2019, I took an amazing group of individuals on a journey of putting their dream to the test. For those of you who are listening in for the first time, and for those of you who are regular listeners, you know that Coach Adams is a partner with the John Maxwell team, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach, DISC certified behavioral analyst. And so I share that with you because that gives me the license to share certain curriculums that John Maxwell has written that I feel really passionate about. And Put Your Dream to the Test is one of them. So this amazing group of individuals, we went on this journey. And there are some key areas that we have to focus in on as it relates to seeing our dream manifest. And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, how does that relate to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his dream? Oh, my gosh, he died for his dream. You know, I don't want to die for my dream. Well, interestingly enough, and that is so interesting and profound, because one of the things that you have to really ask your yourself the question, am I willing to pay the price for living out my dream? You have to ask yourself that question, because there is a great cost, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. paid a great cost to live his dream. And, you know, I found it interesting as I was, because I was curious. I'm like, you know, this speech, of course, has become so monumental and just a part of the fabric of history. And I wanted to know a little backdrop of, you know, kind of what was behind the scenes associated with this particular speech. And I know I just started the opening of I Have a Dream, and I didn't get into the full meat of that. But one of the things that stood out for me is he talks about hope and he talks about faith. And for those of you that knew his journey, you know that he definitely was a man of faith. And regardless of where you may stand, this was his position. And so this desire that he had was a desire of hope. And in addition to that hope, he had faith in certain things. And with this faith, as we go back into the I Have a Dream speech, with this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountains of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jungling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, now that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing, land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring. And if American is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. Let freedom ring. And I can go on and on. But I think you get the essence. And at the heart of what we have here is we find faith. At the center of this, we find faith. And so, of course, as I was thinking about one living out their dream, and those of you that are regular listeners here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, you know Coach Adams loves a great acronym. I love to give you an acronym. So I want you, for those of you that are investing this time and you are capturing notes, I want you to go ahead and write the word dream. And we're going to share around this word dream. And I want to share with you the inspiration and the insight that came from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, I Have a Dream. But I also want to share with you that there was a lot that went into writing that particular speech. And in doing a little research, I found that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he shared with his team that after they were writing and rewriting and going through this process, that I'm going to now go upstairs. I'm going upstairs to counsel with my
God.
So he made it clear who he needed to counsel with, associated with this speech, because this speech was a big deal. And he didn't want it to be like every other speech. And he recognized that. And so when we're talking about living out the dream, from my point of view, requires, as we're going to get into our acronym, the D, divine inspiration. And regardless of what you believe, you need inspiration from a higher power. Coach Adams believes in God and Jesus Christ. That's my belief. I'm not infringing my belief on you. You have the right to believe whatever you desire to believe. But I am a woman of faith. And so what I have grown to know to be true is this, that with everything, every great dream, there has to be divine inspiration. And that divine inspiration needs to be revealed specifically around the what is it and the why. The what and the why. The what is the vehicle in which your dream will reside, in which your dream will navigate through this world. And the why is that greater cause of purpose. And so the D in our dream acronym, as we're talking about living out the dream, divine intervention, divine inspiration. You need a divine intervention from God to give you the inspiration of what is your assignment. I'm a firm believer because of the foundation that I have based on God's word, and I know because of what the word reveals to me that there is a plan for each and every one of our lives. Like it or not, there is a plan. There is a master plan for your life. And I've come to realize that until we make that right connection with the master plan for our lives, we will navigate on our journey feeling a lack of peace, oftentimes a lack of hope, discouragement, disappointment, frustration. All of this resides when we're not doing what it is that we were created to do. And so with that, this divine inspiration is so important because, in essence, what we do is we go back to the manufacturer and we say, what is it that you created me for? With my Apple product of the iPhone, I wouldn't take it for service to Android. And I wouldn't take it to an Android service provider because, like Samsung, because they are not the creator. And so this divine inspiration is because you recognize that the greater master creator of you designed you with a specific plan in mind. We see many individuals who have made that connection, regardless if they're utilizing it for the kingdom of God or not, because the gifts are without repentance. So your gift is your gift that you have been created for, that has been given. You can use it for good or not so good, but it's your gift that you have been given. That is the precious gift that has been given to you, your assignment in life. And when you tap into that and how you use that, good or not so good, that is your breakthrough in the world today. And so you can see it when people, quote unquote, get in that zone of life. Athletes on a field or on a basketball court, they get in the zone And you know exactly that they're in the zone. And that's what I'm talking about. This divine inspiration that reveals to you the what and the why. What is the vehicle? Meaning, what is it that you have that you will now be able to bring to the marketplace? Maybe it's a great invention. Maybe you have the gift of speaking. Maybe you have the gift of writing, whatever that may be. The worst thing that we can do is we can take whatever it is that has been placed in us to the grave and not walk in the fullness of that. And therefore, as Dr. Miles Monroe would say, we've made the graveyard the richest plot of land because dead dreams, visions, and ideas have been buried there. And so we want to make sure that we get the inspiration that we need. I've heard that Stephen Jobs, at one stage, he would lay in grass and he would get high. I don't know how true and accurate that is, but he was tapping into another dimension to get inspired for Apple. And look at what Apple has become. It's a cult phenomenon. I don't care if you don't have an Apple phone, an iPhone. You probably have an Apple product of some level in your possession, be it an iPad, an iPod, one of the Apple computers, a MacBook, whatever it is, because of the range that Apple has. Again, it's a cult phenomenon. It really is. It's amazing. But there was divine intervention. There was divine inspiration. Believe it or not, understand it or not, you have to get that inspiration. Once we have what I'm calling that divine inspiration, that'll reveal to us the what and help us to understand the why, which is the greater cause. That is our D, divine inspiration. The R gives us the relative direction that we need. It puts us on the journey and gives us the roadmap for the journey. How will I navigate through this particular vehicle, which is the what, and the why of this greater cause? When that's revealed to you, you need direction, and so you'll get the relative, R is relative, direction that you need to navigate through your why and your what, based on that divine inspiration. You see, I love that Dr. Martin Luther King, he told his advisors and his team and all of that, that I am now going upstairs to counsel with my Lord, with the one that is ruler over my life. He recognized that in order for me to give what is appropriate for this moment, I need to be able to get the divine inspiration from something greater than me. I believe he knew, being a man of faith, that he couldn't accomplish it on his own, not by his power or his might. But he knew that it was by God's Spirit. It was that he needed that connection with God's Spirit, that divine inspiration. And now when you have that and it's given to you, it's revealed to you, now you're ready to step out. And you'll get the relative direction that you need. You will begin to get clear as you step out on the journey. Oftentimes, many of us don't get clear. Why? Because we never step out on the journey. We don't take a single step. We sit back and I want to do something. I don't know why. I'm feeling frustrated and all of this. If you would just put feet to your belief, You know how you've been walking around and suddenly you get this great idea? I believe that that was divine intervention. That was God giving you a hope. You may doubt it, you may question it, but it's just suddenly you get this great thought and you're like, wow, that's awesome. But you never move on it. Because you then think, oh my God, it's too big. How will I do this? You get overwhelmed by it. But that divine intervention, that divine inspiration that you received, it's not too big for you. You have and has been wired into you what you need to fulfill that specific purpose. But what's lacking is you won't step out. You won't do anything. And so I get the divine inspiration, my D. The R is I get the relative direction associated with that. The roadmap starts to unfold, and I'm starting to see how will I navigate on this journey. The E gives us it expands the focus. The E in our dream acronym expands the focus. See, when a photographer, old school, has the camera and he has to focus the lens, it's in that focusing of the lens that something may be unclear, that as they focus the lens right, get it just right, it expands that focus that was unclear, that was grainy, and it brings it into clear focus. And so when we have our D, that divine inspiration associated with the what, how will I do it, what's the vehicle, and the why, what's the greater cause, then my R gives me the relative direction associated with the what and the why, the vehicle, along with the greater cause. The E will begin to expand the focus, because the reality is we can't do what we can't see. And so we get the divine inspiration, that great, brilliant thought that comes from nowhere. We say that suddenly I have this amazing and brilliant idea. And what in essence happens is we are now pregnant with purpose, with hope, with vision. But we have to crystallize that. We have to move on that. And I believe that when Dr. Martin, because from what I understand in doing a little research as well, going back to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., as we honor his legacy and I Have a Dream, he didn't have I Have a Dream in the final draft. It wasn't, from what I understand, it wasn't until he got into that moment and he just felt like something was lacking, and I believe he got that divine intervention of inspiration in that moment. Of course, I haven't had an opportunity to speak to him. You know, I mean, we're looking at 57 years ago. That was well before my time. So I don't know him personally to say that this is actual and factual, but what I can say is just based on what I've read, it's, you can kind of draw that conclusion. Because of his clear declarations of hope and faith and letting you know, when he says, I have to go and counsel with my Lord, that without question, faith was all up in there. And so it's not too far of a stretch to believe that in that moment, understanding that I Have a Dream was not in the final draft, but yet, we speak those words clearly every time we celebrate him because that was the milestone speech. And yet, I Have a Dream wasn't in it initially. I believe that in that moment, he received that clarity of what was needful, and it was a divine inspiration and intervention in that moment. And it's very significant that when we get that, we now will begin to move on it. And so, again, in our DREAM acronym, and I want to thank you, our global listening audience that is tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, presented by Inspired Media for you, as we celebrate the life and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I Have a Dream. You know, it's interesting because we all have a dream, but we don't all move on our dream. And I want you to know that until you move, you're going to feel uneasy, you're going to feel restless, you're going to feel like you're spinning. Why? Because you're not doing what you were created to do. And the manufacturer has a master plan for each and every one of us. Just like when you get that product in the box, it gives you the manual. It's telling you, how do you operate this? I know in some cases, certain products like an iPhone will tell you, before you even move on, read certain things that are outlined for you. Stop and read so that you can get an understanding of what to do and what not to do. See, the what and the why are clear. And so I have a dream, living out the dream in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. D, dream. We need divine intervention. I believe we need divine intervention. Why? Because we need to know what is the vehicle. I could love to sing, and I do enjoy singing, but I tell you, you don't want me to sing. That is not my gifting. And I could beat my head up against the wall because of my love for singing and want to sing, but yet that's not the gift that was given to me. And many of us are beating our heads against the wall because someone said, you should be this. Someone outside of that divine inspiration said that you should be this or this, and you need to do this and that. And so you're on this journey on someone else's path, and it's not the journey that you specifically were created for. And therefore, because of that, you are feeling restless. You're feeling frustrated because there's barriers to your goals and you don't quite understand, why are things not coming together for me? And it's important to know that's because everything has a purpose. Everything has a specific purpose. And so I often reference a water bottle because contained with this water and the water bottle, there's several different key elements of purpose. The bottle itself serves a purpose in that the bottle has been designed to hold water. It's a container for holding water. I know that's not rocket science, but follow and track with me. The cap on the water bottle serves a different purpose. It is to keep the content contained in the bottle and allow you to freely release them when you need it and to seal them back in when you don't. The cap. You can have the bottle with water in it, but if it dumps over because you don't have the cap, you're going to lose it. Now, many of us, we can't go outside our front or back door and just go to a spring and grab a cup of water. So the bottled water brings the springs, the natural springs and all of that to us by way of the bottle. And the cap serves no purpose if it has nothing to seal. And so I want you to understand that each and every one of us, we have a purpose. And it is about us fulfilling that purpose, and it shows up as our dream. And so we want to live out our dreams. And in order to live out your dreams, I'm giving you an acronym for DREAM. And what has been revealed to me and what I really believe are some key elements of living out a dream. Living out a dream. And so in order to live out that dream, you have to have divine inspiration. We've talked about that quite a bit. Know the what is the vehicle, and the why, the greater cause. That greater cause gives now and lends to meaning around that dream or that vision. It gives meaning to it. Because the reality is, and you may be thinking, Coach Adam, some of this I've heard, and yeah, that's true because the principles are universal, and where it applies, it applies. We may take a look at things from a different point of view and bring other elements that give a greater richness to it, but certain parts of the principles, certain principles are just, you can't dispute those principles. And so they're basic and foundational that if you don't do this, it's going to be counterproductive. But if you do this, if you get the understanding around it, now things open up in a different way. And so divine intervention, I believe, is key. But I also believe that in addition to that divine intervention, D is divine in our DREAM acronym, the R, relative directions that are related to your journey. As you continue to ask, seek, and knock, ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock, and the doors will be open. You'll get clarity. We can't do what we can't see. So we have to have the clarity. Things are kind of abstract. You get a great idea. You walk in the grocery store and suddenly, oh, that's a good idea. You have to capture that. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, how am I going to do this great idea? And that's what you work through. But it's given to you in bits and pieces. And so as you continue to seek out for that divine inspiration and the relative steps associated with your direction, the expansion of the exposure of focus will come in clearer. And I said that that is so key because when you have a grainy picture and you can't quite see it, you have to focus that lens. And so once you get the concept of what it is, the idea, the thought, the dream, the vision, you have to crystallize that. And so that's what I'm referring to with the E when I say expands our exposure. And it gives and lends to what do I need to focus in on? And once I know what my target is, what I need to focus in on, now my trajectory moves me in the very direction of that thing. I'm moving on purpose, with purpose. I'm living a purposeful, purpose-driven life. I'm not just haphazardly moving around without a cause, without a vision, without direction. The direction is clear. I can't just start moving without clarity. I have to get clarity and then I move. Now, I may not have all of the clarity that I need, but I have enough to begin to move forward. And so that brings us to the A. The A in our DREAM acronym, D, divine inspiration, R, related direction that's needed. E, expand my exposure and focus. A, now I must act on all of the above with power. With power. I must act on it with power. I don't act on it and have no fire, have no power, no passion, no sizzle, no nothing. People don't follow lukewarm. But if you come and you say, I'm fired up and I'm power around this vision, you're going to get some people that want to follow you. And that's what you desire. Because people are attracted to individuals that are charged up and have fire. And so you have to act on what you believe with power. It's not about just moving about and, you know, lukewarm and humdrum and la-di-da. No, you got to bring the fire, the sizzle, the passion, the heat, as one would say. And the M is move to manifest. You have to step out and move to manifest your vision. You know, so often we think, oh, I have this great idea. Oh, okay, you have this great idea. Wonderful. You know, in my coaching practice, I'll have individuals tell me, Coach Adams, I have this great idea. I take them through. Put your dream to the test. You have this great idea, but what are you willing to do for this great idea to manifest? Are you willing to move to manifest? Because it's not going to just happen by you sitting on your gluteus maximus, sitting on your assets. You got to get up and you have to do something. But you don't just do something once. You have to persist until. You have to do it until. Until when, Coach Adams? Until it manifests. If you truly believe the D, that it's divine inspiration, you've gotten the relative steps that you need, the direction, that your exposure has been expanded, you can see the focus is clearer, you've made the necessary steps to act with power, begin to speak the vision with power to draw others into your vision. You know, it's so interesting because I was having a conversation with a dear associate and they were sharing with me that as they began to speak a vision that they have, it was like all of these people said, yes, I want to support the vision. There are people in the atmosphere that are already positioned in the world that want to partner with you. You have the brainchild. You're the brainchild. You have the thought process around that. You're the thought leader in what has been given to you. But there are others that want to walk alongside with you on the journey, and they're in position to do that. You have the vision. You're the visionary. They're not. But they may have resources. That they can partner with you. They may be an individual that has specialized expertise in a particular area that will serve you and assist you in manifesting it, moving to manifest. So you don't know, but until you speak it, so often, and this is the thing, many will say, well, I'm not going to speak it because someone's going to steal my idea, so on and so forth. They can't steal what has been given in the fullness to you. You know all of the intimate details, or at least you should, and you should begin to capture that, writing it out. You get the divine inspiration so that you can capture the fullness of the vision, so you want to write that out. Remember, that's the why and the what. The vehicle is the what. The why is the greater cause. And so when you're on this journey, if you don't move with great intention, if you don't move with focus, you don't move and you're deliberate. Remember, we said that once you are clear, you can now see the target ahead of you. And the reality is you may have this huge gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. In order to get different results, we have to do things differently, and I would really challenge you to seek out support so that you will not close out this year the same way that you closed out last year, which was the same way that you closed out the year before and the year before and the year. Break the cycle. Do things differently. That's why a coaching partnership is so dynamic and powerful, because you have a coach like Coach Adams, a coach who has been trained, Coach Adams, that has the tools in their toolbox to support you and assist you in being empowered, Coach Adams. And when you partner with that individual that brings that expertise in that area, they don't have the vision in them that's for you, but they can assist you with drawing out, it helping to ignite and pull that out so that you can get clear and so that you can begin this process that we're speaking about on dream, that divine intervention, seeking it. How do I find it? Getting the necessary direction that you need. Being able to expand and get greater clarity, expand your view of the target and the clarity in the midst of the gap that is before you. Acting out, acting on it, beginning to act on what you believe, but with power and passion. Speaking the vision is a part of that, acting it out, taking action. You have to speak it. But we said you don't have to be afraid that someone's going to take it from you, because they can't take what is yours, not in the fullness of it. So don't be afraid. Be sensitive to speak it to the right people. Don't just be screaming from the rooftops to everybody, but don't allow that fear to hold you back, because someone's waiting to partner with you. Someone is waiting to say, wow, I have this expertise in this area, and I sure want to help you. I want to help you drive it to the next level. So you may want to consider a one-on-one coaching partnership. And for those of you, our global listening audience, that is listening in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, I want to thank you for tuning in. You didn't have to sacrifice this time, but I'm grateful that you did. And I want to continue to grow with you on this journey. You see, the reality is that growth doesn't just happen. It really doesn't. Your growth for your vision, your growth personally and professionally, it doesn't just happen. You have to be deliberate and intentional. And there are some things that you have to do to convert in those areas. It's not necessarily things that you thought that you would take on, but you have to do if you want to see the manifestation of it. And so you need to have a plan and a strategy in place that will support you. And to break that insanity, you have to do things differently. And so I want those of you that are listening in for the first time to be aware that I am interested. I want to partner with you as your personal and professional success coach, your thinking partner, your strategic thinking partner, to assist you in growing and outlining your plan and moving in the direction of that in 2020. I want to connect with you. I want to support you, because I have a full circle of empowerment tools to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. I have my live empowerment win shops, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, powerful time of shaping up and winning. It's actually a supercharged time, if you ask me. You know, but my 4 hours of power is just one avenue that I have for you, and it is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. But I have one-on-one coaching and group coaching. I also offer masterminds. I actually have a mastermind roundtable that I'm so excited about coming up mid-February. If you would like additional information, that is on Today Matters, 12 practices, 12 daily practices that set you up for tomorrow's success. I'm in a mastermind of that same subject currently, and the group is just, they're floored. They're getting so much from the richness of the curriculum and my coaching partnered with that in a mastermind setting of like-minded individuals. And so I want you to know that there are a host of tools that I have available to support you. So I want you to receive the empowerment that you need, the empowerment tools, the empowering that you need to win in your life, on your journey, personally and professionally. Come on, now is the time to become more equipped to reach your goals. And I want to support you, and I'm here to assist you. If you would like additional information regarding Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. But as we continue in our discussion today, I want you to know that it's never too late to dream. It's never too late to make that connection with purpose, because the reality is, as long as we have breath in our bodies, we have an assignment to fulfill. We're not just on the hammock of retirement of life and waiting for our numbers to be pulled. We are here to continue to add value to others, that our lives would be impactful. Remember, we said if we expand our capacity, we expand our impact. And the unfortunate thing that happens, and we spoke about the law of the rubber band in our last episode based on the 15 invaluable laws of growth. So we spoke about the law of the rubber band, that you have to continue that process of expansion. If you lose that tension, you've lost your dream. It's like, what are you working towards? Because that tension is a healthy tension, and we have to continue to stretch out of our comfort zones. And so if we don't continue to stretch, what happens is we now shrink and contract. And so if you're wondering what's happening, you may look at, am I being stretched out of my comfort zone? Have I lost the tension between where I am and where I want to grow? Have I gotten comfortable? Have I stopped being challenged? You have to evaluate and look at that. And a one-on-one coaching partnership is a great complement to you on your journey. I'm not the only coach out there, but boy, would I love to support you on your journey because of the passion that I have associated with purpose and passion. And I am passionate, but associated with purpose and personal development and growth. And so for those of you who are interested, I want you to know that you can qualify for one free month of, or complimentary month of, one-on-one coaching. If you join into a 90 Days of Power partnership with Coach Adams, if you would like additional information concerning that, give our team a call at 310-289-2101 or send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. And I want you to know, and this is such great insight, I want you to know that you don't have to stay where you are. Where you are is a temporary place. You have the ability to change your position by just simply making a decision to make a shift. And I can support you with that. And the coaching partnership assists you with that, and being empowered in that area, along with the group coaching, as we talked about with the masterminds and the wind shops and all of the branded things that we have available to offer you through the Coach Adams brand that supports you in being more successful in achieving your goals. And so I'm excited for you in this new year, and I'm here, and I want to assist you. Speaking of assisting you, I want you to know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. This is an open group, and so you are welcome to join, and we encourage you to do so. Why? Because we can keep the conversation going. You'll get motivation. You know, you have a great community that you can interact in. So I don't want you to be shy. I want you to just simply move forward with your engagement. The more you engage in life, the greater outcome you get. And so as we close out and wrap up today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams on this Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Celebration of Life and Legacy, I want you to know that living out your dream requires you to seek out divine inspiration. So you can get clear on your what, which is your vehicle, and the why, which is the greater cause. The R, as you get the divine inspiration and as you seek, you will get the clarity that you need associated with the relative direction steps that are required for your journey. You see, they all layer and work hand in hand. The E, you're expanding your exposure of what you see, meaning exposure of a film. So we're talking about capturing a picture, but needing to expand and bring greater clarity. That's your vision. You get it, the divine inspiration, but you now have to clarify it. You have to bring greater clarity. You may need to do some research or what have you, but you need to expand your focus. You need to expand what you see and get greater clarity. The A, act on whatever it is with great power, with passion, with fire, with fight, with sizzle. You got to bring it for others to be drawn into what you have to offer. And there are people in the atmosphere waiting to partner with you that so want to partner with you. But you have to speak it. You have to expand. You have to do what you need to do. The acting is that speaking. You begin to speak it out. And then you have to move to manifest. It's not going to just happen just because there's been a sudden revelation of what it is. No. You have to move on it. Move on it! Wow. It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. We're on the heels of a powerful and dynamic day at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. annual parade here in Las Vegas, and it was just really a joy and rich and just so much fun engaging with the people and just the whole theme of what this day means. And so I thank you for tuning in and taking the time out to be empowered here with me on Motivational Mondays for this hour of empowerment. And I leave you with this, and you've heard this before. If you want different results, you have to break the insanity and begin doing things differently. A number of tools and resources were mentioned to you that are available. For any clarity, you can email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may give our team a call at 310-289-2101. I am here to serve you. We are here to serve you. We are looking out for your good, and we truly want to support you, and we are contending for you to achieve your dreams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We'll be here next week, and we have some great guests on the horizon that we know you'll get a great benefit from. So tune in, plug it in, set your timer and alarm, and continue to share with others this richness that you have received. We're signing off for now here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. I leave you with this. I coach and you win.